I'm so happy to have on the phone a woman who is an inspiration to me. We've had a chance to meet quite a few times, actually, once here on Maui a while back. But she's a Bay Area native, and she is an amazing singer, producer, Grammy, involved in the Grammys for quite a long year. And now, are we ready to announce? Can we say anything about your role now?
Yes, absolutely.
Yay! My friend Nona Brown, who's now president of the San Francisco chapter of the Grammys, amazing woman who's going to have her CD release concert coming up on August 22nd. It's the Songs from My Journal Volume 2 coming up. Welcome, Nona. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me, Cindy. What a pleasure.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Last time we saw each other, actually, we were sitting in the front row of the Grammys premiere ceremony. You and your sweetie Joy were right there, front row center, and, a little to
yes,
the left
we
side.
Were.
Yes, and it was a lovely celebration of joy and wonder. And I always learned so much from you. I have to say, I was super impressed when you got a chance to go on this last journey of yours and landed up in Stockholm, Sweden, and got a picture. You actually got to perform, and in the same concert was Julian Lennon and Julian Marley, and you got a picture with the two Julians. Wow, what a once-in-a-lifetime shot, huh?
Yes, it was an amazing, amazing opportunity, amazing time. That opportunity came up. I used to be one of the new Edwin Hawkins singers, and Edwin Hawkins, God rest his soul, was the gentleman who had the hit back in the 60s, and it's still a hit today in the gospel community and around the world, Oh Happy Day. He is the arranger of that song, and I had the privilege of working with and being a part of his singers for many years. And a friend of ours is doing some amazing work with trying to preserve our earth. His name is Gerald Pohlman, and Gerald had a wonderful event in Stockholm, Sweden, and I was invited to be one of the singers that made up this choir that performed a special song that was written for our environment and about saving our environment by Edwin. And I was one of the singers back in, I think, 2007 when we recorded that. So that's why I had this wonderful opportunity of going over to Stockholm, Sweden, and participating in this World Environment Day.
What an amazing opportunity. And I was not aware that Edwin Hawken had done a song about the environment. I mean, of course, Oh Happy Day was such a huge, huge, life-changing for many people because it was one of the first great gospel songs that crossed over.
Yes.
And to be involved in, to know that beautiful soul was just a true treat for you, I know. But to take a trip to Stockholm at this particular time must have been interesting. What was it like for you? You had to leave from the Bay Area and then fly and hook up with them there, meet them there in Stockholm to get, and I guess a day or two before the concert, to get to learn what you're going to be doing and stuff and to practice?
Yes, it was definitely a trip by which you needed to have your roller skates on. There was a group of 12 of us that went over, which included singers and two musicians. And so we flew out of San Francisco and we flew into Amsterdam. We changed planes in Amsterdam and went straight into Stockholm. We had one day of rest, and then the very next day, we rehearsed and met up with a local choir there in Sweden, and we performed a song together. We rehearsed with them, and then we rehearsed with both of the Julians. So just an amazing, and the performance was on a Saturday, so we got there Thursday, rested. Rehearsals on Friday, performance Saturday, and back on a plane to San Francisco.
Whoa, that was a whirlwind. So I wasn't
it
aware.
Really was.
So you were singing with the choir, but was Julian Lennon and Julian Marley singing the same song, or was it a separate performance? Or I didn't understand.
No, it was
that.
Separate. They had separate performances.
Uh huh.
Separate performances, and then at the end, when we all sang, One Love, Julian came up on stage for that. But Julian had his own performance, and Julian Lennon had his own performance, Julian Marley. They both were amazing, and let me tell you, if you've never experienced Julian Marley, oh my gosh.
Well,
what a treat.
I think he's been here to Maui before, but I had the chance to actually see his dad. I saw Bob Marley play in Burbank many years ago when I worked at K-Rock years ago in Los Angeles. And that was such an amazing experience in itself. I mean, the energy. Talk about One Love. You know, the love and the vibe that they put out is just absolutely, I mean, amazing. To be able to see Julian Lennon and sing with Julian Lennon and Julian Marley with that great song, One Love, what a life, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really.
It truly was, and they both are just sweethearts, just very down-to-earth. It just really was a surreal moment for me to say, am I really here with with the two Julians who came from these iconic, amazing artists that the world knows and that their contribution has made our world a little bit better? Wow.
Yeah, and that is so true. And, of course, just recently Julian made world news by singing Imagine to raise funds for Ukraine. And it was one of those great moments. It was a moment, and he's held back from doing his dad's songs, but to see him do Imagine, I'm sure you watched that. That was magical, right?
It's just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, and of course, Julian.
So, a wonderful.
Julian was
wonderful
on a couple of, I think, one or two of Rupam Sharma and Kevin Mackey's works. He actually added some songs to some of their music as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, he was very kind. He's very definitely dedicated to the environment. And he has the White Feather Foundation and does a lot that people may not know about for that, which is so important. You were blessed.
It's very important.
Oh,
you know, very important that we do all we can. You know, I think sometimes we as musicians, we're so caught up in, you know, making the charts and getting the awards. And we forget that, you know, we have an audience and we have to use that platform to our audience to spread the message that our earth is very precious and it is our responsibility to do everything we can to preserve it.
That's so true. And sometimes we don't notice behind the scenes all the people who are caring and who are doing the work. It's so important. I think the last time we might have actually interviewed was when you were going on tour and you were touring with the gospel group. I think it was at the Edwin Hawkins back then, 2 years ago?
Yes. And I think that was when we went to Switzerland.
Right. And pretty amazing experience there, too, you know.
Wonderful experience.
I can't even begin to imagine the energy of being with a group of gospel people like that, doing a tour like that. That the energy must be so amazing to be able to do that. And at the same time, for people in the audience to see the legendary performances.
I think it's more of a treat for us as singers to look out into the audience and to see the reaction of the music that has really changed lives and has uplifted people. And just seeing the smiles on their faces is just so encouraging and uplifting. And even sharing the stage with the other singers who I have performed with in many situations for many years. And every single performance is different and magical in a different way. And that is such a blessing because we never know quite what to expect, and it's always something greater than what we expect.
And behind the scenes, you know, you've been in this business a long time. There's so much work, and there's so much energy put out to just getting to that point. And your second CD, Volume 2 of Songs from My Journal, lot of work put into this. So, and you're going to break it out around your birthday time, August 22nd. So when you're doing something like that and you're still really busy with all your other responsibilities, what are people going to expect in this wonderful concert coming up in the Bay Area?
They're going to expect to hear something that is very uplifting. And although it's in the gospel music genre. It's really music for all, because gospel is really the good news. Some people can't embrace the idea of God. Some people believe in other things. And I believe that we all are one. Mm-hmm. And we all, even though we may believe differently, we all can have that middle ground that there is something and someone higher than you and I. And so what they can expect when they come is a good concert, some great singing, some good music, and you can expect to leave feeling inspired, because that's what my entire life is dedicated to, is being an inspiration and uplifting people.
I think that's one of the greatest gifts that anyone can share, especially through music, is to be able to uplift people and to inspire people. And I know that's part of your guess it's your way of living it, and what you're going to be sharing also in so many of your responsibilities is how do we, through the challenges of creating, through the challenges of our lifestyle and everything that is the details it takes to be living as a musician and performer, to still get to that core heart of what can reach people and inspire people. For you, I think it is that energy that inspires you as God. And I have no problem saying the word God. Many people, you're right. And I have had to more, unfortunately, lately translate what God is to me to people, you know. But you know what's interesting, Nona, is the music says it. The music and the feeling, and the music of gospel and the music and the feeling behind it has that energy you don't need to explain, right?
Yes. And it's, you know, it's I think, you know, people ask me, you know, how do you inspire people? You know, what, you know, how do you know what you're getting into when you come into someone's presence? And I just think being authentic, I think being authentically yourself inspires people, because so many people are being given so much stuff that's not real. And people don't realize that when you think you're pulling the wool over somebody's eyes, you really are exposing yourself. You really stick out like a sore thumb. People know what's real and what's not. So when they have the opportunity to experience someone being authentic, it's a breath of fresh air. And that in itself sometimes can be inspiring.
I do think that's true. When you get up on stage and in concert, and you've done so many performances, but when you get up there like you're going to be doing on August 22nd at Yoshi's in the Bay Area there, at what point do you start to feel that something else takes over? I mean, that something that is that inspiration, something that is that greater power, that something that is the performer that is expected to bring it to the table. At what point do you start to feel that transformation?
You know, that could happen at any point during the night. I just think that my job is to be surrendered, meaning that I'm not so focused on my program, and that I be sensitive to the energy in the room, and that I move accordingly. So it could happen at any moment.
That's a very interesting perception, actually, that it could happen. Yeah, that you just have to be ready, and you can't necessarily, it's not necessarily on demand, huh?
Yes, that's right. And energy, and that's the thing about, you know, really being sensitive and tuned into the energy in the room. Because when you're up there and you have a mindset that you really do want to not just give a good performance, but you want people to leave with something other than just a sold record. You want people to leave with the message of hope, whatever that means to them. And so, you know, just being able to tap into that energy and to trust it and move while that energy is flowing through the room, I think is a beautiful thing. And if we can all keep that, we would have a lot of inspiring concerts.
And at the same time, you've been in so many different powerful choirs and singers, you know, and choruses. There's a difference between being in a chorus and someone who is out front. It's got to be interesting I think that movie was 30 Feet from Stardom or 30, you know.
Right. Oh, that was awesome.
It's a difference being a backup singer or being in a choir versus being up front. And you've had that experience of being both, and there's a, it's a different role, yes. isn't it?
Totally different role. And, you know, quite interesting. I say this a lot. Some people get tired of hearing me say it, but my preference is a background singer.
Really?
That's my preference. That's my comfort zone. There's something about singing with a unit. And when all the voices are gelling together, oh, that's just such a refreshing feeling for me. I've never been all the way comfortable being solo, but I realize it's a part of my package and my presentation. So I have to do it more to become more comfortable with it. But if I had my pick, I'd never be out in front.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, and it was interesting in that movie how it showed what the difference was to a degree, too. And the thing is, you know, definitely, you know, you've got the voice, and it's that other part that has to step up and take over. And you do such an amazing, I mean, you can hear the audience. Some of your performances were live recordings, and you certainly hear the response of the audience. That last album you did, it was so powerful because you could feel that energy of the live event and how the audience responded. And you have that wonderful gift. And, you know, I'm just really, actually, I'm really, really honored to know you, because you are really taking this next step out. You've retired from your other job. You're going into your career full force, full steam ahead, right? And just making it your life now. And I really honor and respect that.
Thank you for that. And it's just been amazing. It's the life that I get to walk fully in with no stops. You know, I'm full into it now, and it energizes me. I love it. And if I could just mention before I go, another project that is just near and dear to my heart, and a young lady by the name of Cindy Pollard brought some lyrics to me, and we sat down and worked together and came up with a beautiful, beautiful piece of work.
Well, because you are...
It takes a miracle.
It does take a miracle, and that miracle is you. Most people may not know your story, but you have overcome a lot of hardships and pain. And you were you were a victim of cancer, and you had to face cancer.
I'm a survivor.
And you are a survivor, and I think you're an inspiration on that level, and I'm so glad that we got to work together on this. It's a beautiful song. It's going to come out in October so people can hear it then, and I'm honored to be able to work with you, and it's truly a gift, and I'm so grateful to you. I know your Facebook site's great. Is that the best place to see what's happening with you?
You can catch up with me on social media, on Instagram. You can find me as Official Nona Lisa Brown. On Facebook, you can find me as Nona Lisa Brown. And on Twitter, you can find me as Nona Lisa Brown. My Brown.org.
Well, Nona.
I'm happy.
Yes. Well, Nona, it's a pleasure to work with you and to know you. And I'm blessings to you. And thank you for taking the time to call and share your story with our audience. And have a happy day.
Thank you so much, Cindy. It's been my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Blessings to you, my friend.
You too.